My name is Jason Mark Morgan, or Goshman for short. I'll explain why Goshman later. There are parts of this story I cannot tell simply because I wasn't there. Others will have to step in to do so. Otherwise, I'm here for you all the way. We roll out to the waiting aircraft. It's just after dawn. A crisp winter's sun with just a hint of spring brightens up the scene. I'm dressed in a military-style shirt with both my U.S. Air Force and Army Special Forces patches proudly on display. Paul, the tandem master, who's going to jump with me, sticks close to my side. He's a tall, muscled, tough-looking guy with cropped hair and mirrored shades. But I've quickly come to realize that he's got a heart of gold. As we near the plane, he bends to have a word in my ear. He has to shout above the noise of the roaring turbines. "When I pull the chute, you good to do some real tight turns? We'll fall real fast. More speed, less time in the air. You good with that?" I smile. "Sure, I'm good. Sounds like fun. Let's do it." He grins, his shades sparkling in the fine winter sunlight. "Okay, buddy. Good to go." Paul and the other guys help maneuver me onto the plane, getting me strapped in for the flight. Already, I can feel the blood rushing to my head, my pulse pumping like a machine gun with the adrenaline. It's always like this when you ready yourself for the greatest rush of all, free-falling from the heavens. The aircraft hauls itself into the skies, and we begin the ascent to around 10,000 feet. The climb towards the roof of the world is a long and noisy one, and it's too loud to talk much. We're all of us 100% focused, zoning into the jump. In truth, I'm feeling pretty relaxed about this one. I figure there won't be any shooters lurking in some badass jungle below, preparing to open fire on us as soon as we bail out of the aircraft. And at least today, we're not leaping into the depths of the empty night, faces blacked up, going in under the cover of darkness. I was trained to feel at one with the night, to welcome it, to see darkness as my friend. I was trained to embrace what others fear because that would enable me to outwit, outfight, and defeat my enemy. But today, on this jump, there's no need for any of that. We reach altitude, and the jump master gives us the hand signal. Five fingers flash twice before our eyes. We're 10 minutes away from hurling ourselves out of the plane's open door. Paul steps across to me. He manhandles me into a position where he can strap me to the front of his jump rig, with both of us facing the same way. Like that, we'll free fall from the burning blue and drift to earth under the one chute in what is known as a tandem jump. The two most dangerous moments when making a parachute jump are exiting the aircraft and, most of all, landing. As my military parachute instructor used to tell me, it's not the jump that kills you, it's the ground when it hits. Paul and I pause at the open door of the aircraft. Outside, it's a wind-whipped, howling void. He inches us closer to the exit until I'm right on the very brink. The last thing he does is grab my legs and strap them into the specially designed harness that'll hold them up so they won't smash into the ground. I peer ahead into the stark rectangle of the doorway. Outside the aircraft, it's a snarling whirlwind. I can feel the wind tearing at my helmet and trying to rip the goggles from my face. Paul flashes the jump master a thumbs up. "We're good." I glance at the jump light, positioned to one side of the open doorway. It begins flashing red. "Get ready." I get my head down and steel myself for the dive forward into nothingness.